Archie Bell and the Drells. Tighten Up from 1968 here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC. FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Jennifer Vigil with Destination Panama City. It's good to have you back, ma'am. How are you?
I am doing great, coming off a fabulous Mardi Gras weekend.
Absolutely. The crew of St. Andrews doing an excellent job, as always. I think the tagline is partying with a purpose. That's their mission.
Yes, they give away almost $250,000 back to the community. They do great things for St. Andrews and really all of Panama City.
Certainly.
Awesome organization.
And I'm glad the event went so well. The weather was wonderful.
It was.
But that's not the only thing we have going on in the Panama City area.
That's not. There's so many things, and I'm super excited. So I'm going to start with what's closest.
Okay.
And that is going to be St. Patrick's Day. I'm still stuck on Mardi Gras. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. House of Henry has a full lineup of 4 or 5 days leading into St. Patrick's Day of events, from Irish trivia with Megan McDougal to comedy night to a fancy dinner to an actual tapping of the keg and everything on actual St. Patrick's Day, and green eggs and ham and stuff like that. So kegs and eggs, I think is what it is.
And that's on... I saw a spring break, too.
It is. That's going to be pretty exciting, because that's something to do every single day. Mm-hmm. And then right beyond that, we have Flux, which I'm super excited about, because while we always partner with Jason Kretzer over at the Center for Arts, we are actually giving up our parking lot this year as a blank canvas for the chalk artists. So we're really looking forward to have a lot of the things painted on our parking lot, and it's going to go from Center for Arts all the way down 4th Street straight to our parking lot. So it's going to be a real cool event.
Absolutely. And last year, you know, it was incredibly interesting. They bring in all these wonderfully professional chalk artists, along with involving the local arts mm-hmm. clubs and the high schools, and certainly here at Gulf Coast State College. It's a great way to just experience art outside and in the community with other people.
It is. It makes me so happy to see the creativity that we have here locally.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to have the national artists come in, but the creatives that we have in this community always just blows me away.
Absolutely.
And then if I can, I want to tell you a teaser about a couple things that are coming up. In May, we will likely have, it's going to be May 14th, likely have the largest Blessing of the Fleet and Free Your Feet. And if you don't know about Blessing of the Fleet and Free Your Feet, because that's kind of a funny name, it's like coastal community. It's a maritime tradition that when the weather gets good and we're going back to flip-flop season, you come and you burn your socks. So we have this awesome cast iron bathtub. If you are familiar with Bayview, where Mardi Gras just was, kind of right in front of Salty Hobo, from Beck Avenue. It's right behind Sun Jammers. Brad says he's open Tuesday through Saturday, by the way. but it'll be all along Bayview. In normal years, we would have it out at the marina seawall, but because we don't have the floating docks on the inside, they'll actually do an interior run to have all of the boats come and be blessed and have the sock burning there. There's going to be live music, lots of stuff going on. So it'll be, and that really great organization as well. Second Chance of Northwest Florida helps people with traumatic brain injuries. Always important. And we have Downtown After Dark. And I can't tell anybody who it is because I haven't signed the contract, but please mark your calendars for May 27th. May 27th. And I will be announcing any day now who that fabulous voice is that will be joining us in Downtown Panama City.
Absolutely. The last Downtown After Dark with JJ Gray, you know, finally getting that event off the ground, you know, with COVID and whatnot. It was incredibly well done. A great performance.
We appreciate it. We have just like the best time making the renaissance of Panama City come back. And I know I'm using all kinds of strange words, so I'm just going to tell you guys. This morning I put out a post on Facebook that says, if you want me to say anything at WKGC this morning, let me know. So people are telling me words that I should say. So that one was for Matt Cole at the Tap Room. He wanted me to talk about the renaissance of Panama City. And Samantha Terry loves you. That's all I got.
Nice.
Well,
of course, if you want to get any information about all of these events and the plenty of events coming up in the summer as well, all this is available online at destinationpanamacity.com, right?
It is. It absolutely is.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about all the great stuff coming up.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate being here. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have plenty more music and our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB right here on The Mix.